playoff series are over, but our week is just beginning. Welcome, everybody, to X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard. Ben is our producer. And here's the phone number across the great state of Michigan, 866-838-4843. The text line, Sports Radio to 21,000. We are with you Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. Plenty to get to. Tigers a winner yesterday, 4-1 over KC. They win the series from the Royals. Jake Rogers with a home run. Wenzel Perez with a two-run homer, the first of his career. Tarek Skubal is the story there, though. Seven innings, six strikeouts, one run. He is the fourth Tigers pitcher with four wins and an ERA under two before May since 1913. He is on an all-star track. He is on a Cy Young watch track as well. It is way too early to suggest that he's the favorite or that he'll win it. But if you don't think he's on the lips of voters, if you don't think he's in the conversation, you have not paid attention. And that doesn't make up for any failures that this team may have. But it does get you pretty excited for things moving forward. It does make you realize you've got yourself a quote-unquote ace. Skubal's got the four wins. He's got four quality starts in six starts overall. The ERA, by the way, 1.72. Now, again, it's not the be-all, end-all. There's others out there. I mean, look at what Jose Berríos is doing. He's got a 1.23 ERA. He's got five quality starts and six starts overall. He's 4-1 on the year. But it's something to keep an eye on. It's interesting. When everybody was talking about the big three, when we were watching these young guys pitch in the minors. Mize, Manning, Skubal. I remember going to spring training, and you would hear different views from different coaches or different players because they stand in against their own pitchers, obviously, early on in camp. I think most fans just figured, well, Mize was a 1-1. Manning was a first-round pick. Who's Skubal? It's a ninth-round choice. He's had Tommy John surgery. He's got some issues. Well, guess what? He's the best of the three, at least right now. So a nice win for Detroit. NHL playoffs. Colorado blows out Winnipeg 6-1. They lead the series 3-1. Valerie Nichushkin had a career hat trick, his first career hat trick. How good are the Avs? They've scored five or more in each game. Now listen, there's that old cliche, defense wins championships. Everybody remember that? Raise your hand. You bet. Classroom is full. Everybody raised their hand. Colorado was first in the NHL in scoring during the regular season. Winnipeg was first in goals against during the regular season. I'm not saying that defense doesn't win championships. I'm saying you have to be able to score the puck or the ball as well. That's all. We fall into certain traps with certain phrases and sayings. And look, they're cliches for a reason. You know, a lot of times they win. And it's in every sport. You want a good defense? If you want to win a Super Bowl, you're damn right you do. I don't blame you. You want a good defense up the middle in baseball and pitching? That's a little different cliche in baseball, isn't it? Pitching wins championships. But still, you get the point, and I'm with you. I wonder, do you think that holds still true in basketball? Do you think defense wins? Indiana had the best scoring offense in the NBA this year. They're up 3-1 on Milwaukee. Just food for thought. That's all. Vancouver used overtime. They beat Nashville 4-3. Brock Boeser had a hat trick. 2 goals in the final 2 minutes and 49 seconds to force overtime. It is Lindholm with the game winner. So Canucks up 3-1. I don't think that's as big a surprise. I think Colorado up Winnipeg 3-1 is a surprise. Not that they're winning, but I think it's the way they're winning, number one. Connor Hellebuck has not been very good, Michigan native. And just the fact that they're up 3-1. 2-2 you get, 3-1, a little surprising as they head back to Winnipeg. But Vancouver with a nice win. Edmonton blanked the Kings late last night, 1-0. Evan Bouchard with the game winner in the second period. It was a howitzer. A 96-mile-an-hour slap shot. Stuart Skinner had 33 saves. His first career playoff shutout. Fourth career 1-0 playoff win for Edmonton. And they lead 3-1. One series is over. It's not surprising. The Rangers broom Washington 4-2. Artemi Panarin had a goal and assist. Here's the surprising thing. Alexander Ovechkin did not record a point. Alexander Ovechkin, at his advanced age, what is he, 38, 39, still gets it done during the regular season. Now, he'll blame himself, and that's not necessarily fair. But give him credit for wearing it a little bit. But here's a guy who caught fire late in the season for Washington, ended up with, I believe, 34 goals, pointless in a series, in a playoff series, I think for the first time in his career. That's something else. 31 goals, 34 assists, 65 points during the regular season. Yet couldn't scratch across a point as a 38-year-old against New York. NBA playoffs. Good ones. This is why when you watch the NBA, it's okay to pick it up in the second half. Clippers beat the Mavs in Dallas 116-111. That barely tells the story. Kyrie Irving had 40. James Harden had 33. Paul George had 33. George had 16 in the first quarter, 26 in the opening half. Dallas was down 31. And they took the lead. Think about that for a minute. They were down 31 points, took the lead at home. And then George and Harden were just incredible down the stretch. I don't know if you watched it. I don't know if you saw highlights of it. But Paul George hit a corner three with 2 and change to go that was unbelievable. I mean, it's really good defense on him. I don't know how he hit it. It's one of the tougher shots in playoff history. This is how important Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic are for Dallas. You ready? I told you, they scored 111 points in the loss. Doncic and Irving scored or assisted on 97 points of their 111. That's amazing. On another amazing performance and an amazing playoff series coming up, we'll give you the details. Our phone number, 866-838-4843. Recap the Lions draft a little bit for you moving forward as well. Anything that's on your mind in the world of sports, whatever you want to talk about, we're here for you on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state, and Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's D-O-E-R-E-N-M-A-Y-H-E-W or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Roast Umber is a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro cold brew coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com. Coming up later today at 3 on the Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network, I'll deliver huge opinions on everything you're talking about.
With you on this Monday on X's and Bros. Thanks for joining us across the great state of Michigan. In Flint on WTRX Sports Expo 1330 AM. In Cadillac on WKAD, the ticket 93.7 FM. In Grayling and Gaylord, WGRY 101.1 FM, up north sports radio. On the Mitt that covers Midland, Saginaw, Bay City, WLUN 100.9. In Petoskey and Charlevoix, MBN, 104.7, the ticket Northern Michigan. Traverse City's got us, the ticket on WKAD, 93.7. And you can hear us in Grand Rapids on the game, WMAX, 96.1. Love to hear from you via text, Sports Radio to 21,000, or on the phone lines, the Meijer hotline, 866-838-4843. We had mentioned just before the break, after talking a little bit about the Tigers' victory and what Tarek Skubal has done, and Colorado blowing out Winnipeg, and Vancouver using overtime to beat Nashville, and the Rangers brooming the Capitals, and Edmonton blanking the Kings, the Clippers holding on over Dallas, in Dallas. That series, by the way, tied at 2. We had mentioned history made in 2 different ways on 2 different teams. One for Minnesota, who just beat Phoenix 122-116. It's the first franchise sweep and third playoff series win for the Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards had 40 points and a career playoff high 7 triples. I said this about a month ago. This is before the MVP finalists were announced. And those MVPs, it's not they're not deserving, because they are. Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. All of them, understandably and deservedly, in the conversation. They should have had room for one more, and that's Anthony Edwards. Minnesota is the number one seed in the West. They are not the number one seed in the West without Anthony Edwards. Simple as that. And I don't specifically watch him play a bunch of defense. He's an incredibly gifted and athletic and talented player. But here's what I did watch yesterday, it's the first time. I've watched him a lot. Luka Doncic doesn't play any defense. And I think the NBA has to be very, very careful. I don't know how you go about it. You know, you could have some type of symposium before the season begins and preach this. However, I don't think it'll be remembered by the time they reach the postseason, and I'm sure it won't be remembered by the second month of the season. But the whining that takes place, in the years gone by, I have made so much fun of soccer and how they over-exaggerate their injuries on the field of play. And I'll contend they still do. But basketball players and the amount of whining and palms to the rafters complaining about this, that, and the other thing is unbelievable. And Doncic is as guilty as anybody. He's an incredibly gifted offensive player. Great skill. Shoots the blood out of the ball. Just about every single time someone's near him, he's complaining that he's been fouled. And he'll stop for a moment, just for a brief moment, to make that complaint to the referee. Meanwhile, the other team's just cruising down the court. It's a joke. LeBron James did it the other day. It's constant. And it gets really old. And most of the time, it's not even true. So what are you complaining about? Anyway, Anthony Edwards was fantastic in Minnesota, sweeps Phoenix. The Suns now have lost 6 straight playoff games. Here's what they did. They spent all their money on 3 players. Booker, Durant, Beal. They have no bench. Big reason why they're out. Knicks beat the Sixers 97-92. Jalen Brunson sets a Knicks playoff record. He's the first ever New York Knick. It's not Patrick Ewing. It's not Bernard King. It's not Willis Reed. It's not Dave DeBuscher. First New York Knick ever to have 40 points or more and 10 assists in a playoff game for the Knicks. He had 47 and 10. They're up 3-1. Joel Embiid, it's so important that the Sixers have him on the floor. He had 27, but he only had 1 point in the fourth. And lastly, Indiana beats Milwaukee 126-113. Indiana hit 22 triples in that win. So the Pacers are up 3-1. Here's what I listen to. It's on Doc Rivers. Could be right. Might be his fault. I'm not sure. He's coached a long time in the NBA. Does a guy forget how to coach? He was coach of the year in 2000. He's won 50 games or more 10 times. In 2022, he was named one of the top 15 greatest coaches in NBA history. That was in 2022. He's been above 500 everywhere he's gone. Orlando, Boston, where he won the championship in 2008. Clippers, Philadelphia. I mean, coaches wear out their welcome, right? We all know. I mean, Chuck Daly wore out his welcome in Detroit. That's hard to believe, but it's true. Sparky Anderson's message eventually went unheeded. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Phil Jackson, we're out of welcome. Pat Riley, we're out of welcome. This happens. Look at Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is arguably the greatest football coach of all time. Could not get a job in the offseason. But were there 7 opportunities? I don't know how many he wanted. Didn't interview for 7. Didn't get a job. Hard to believe, but it's true. Coaches are going to wear out their welcome. So maybe it is or has been that case for Doc Rivers. Maybe his message isn't getting through. I kind of think it has more to do with the injuries that the Bucks are experiencing. No Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's a big blow. How can you not admit that? I think he's been out since April 9th. Damian Lillard has had all kinds of issues. Groin, Achilles. It's a nagging injury. Chris Middleton was injured in the first quarter in game two. Rolled his right ankle. So that's going to hurt you. But in the end, in the long run, people won't remember that. They're going to remember whether you won
1 minute
or lost. They're going to remember if it was an upset or not. Milwaukee had a chance to be the two seed. They were never going to catch Boston, but they failed to secure the two seed. New York eventually leapfrogged them. So maybe it is on Doc Rivers. Maybe it's the injuries. Maybe it's a combination. Who knows? But I don't know how people remember it. Rivers is under 500 since taking over in Milwaukee. Again, coaches were out there welcome. We mentioned Belichick. Dave Canale's got a job. Raheem Morris got a job. Mike McDonald got his first opportunity. You're probably going, what? Yeah. All those guys got jobs. Bill Belichick, multiple rings, among the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, did not. Right now people are going, really? How is that possible? And who the hell is Dave Canales? Who is Brian Callahan? Those guys got jobs. Dan Quinn got another job, another opportunity, but not Bill Belichick. Phone number is 866-838-4843. 866-838-4843. Give us a call here on X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan. We'll be right back.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Five after the hour. Welcome into X's and Bros. Glad you're with us on this Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. NFL draft is over. We'll get to that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And what a special weekend it was. Good for them. A really nice job by everybody downtown with the Lions, with the city of Detroit. Setting records. It's fantastic, man. Really happy for them. It doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. I said this before the event. I said it as soon as the event came out. Detroit has, and I'm going to use Metro Detroit as, you know, what I'm using as a definition for Detroit. You could use the entire state of Michigan, quite honestly, but Detroit and Metro Detroit has a history of being very good at putting on big events. I know a lot of people won't feel like That's a destination area. That's the place you're supposed to be. That's a place that leagues and others want to go to. It's one of those, it's one of those things where you almost get a sense people outside this area say, well, that's just a token. They're giving them the draft or the All-Star game or this big event because you got to spread the wealth. We can't have it all in California and Florida and Arizona and Texas. So if we're going to have to go someplace, we'll give it to them once in a while. We just hope we don't have to cover it if you're a media member. We just hope we're not playing in it if you're a team. You see, there are certain cities where sports writers and media members want to go to cover big events. They do. They prefer, you know, the Super Bowls out west. They prefer their national title games in warm climate cities and their NCAA tournament games in those types of cities. They want all-star games at venues that, you know, kind of offer something to do. So it's the places I mentioned. Oh, and Vegas, of course, too, right? Remember, the NFL draft was held in New York City from 1965 through 2014. Then Chicago got it for a couple of years, and they have used it as a bit of a touring event since. How many places want the annual event in April to be in places like Cleveland or Philadelphia or Kansas City or Detroit? Because it could be, oh, too chilly. What's there to do? We got to be there for an extended period of time. So what are we going to do? There's limited tourist spots. Here's the one thing oftentimes they forget. Those certain cities, especially this one, is very proud. It loves its sports. Especially the Detroit Lions. The other thing they may forget is that it's hosted two Super Bowls. It's hosted NCAA championship games. It's hosted NCAA regionals. It did this year. It's hosted Frozen Fours, including the first one ever indoors, Ford Field. It's hosted Stanley Cup Finals and NBA Finals and World Series games and Major League Baseball All-Star games, a Ryder Cup and Grand Prix and Gold Cups. It's not like this is their first rodeo. Now, it might be the biggest. It might be the biggest. And the reason I say that is because, think about this for a second. Super Bowls obviously pit two teams. So Pittsburgh and Seattle were here. Last time the Detroit hosted a Super Bowl, before it was San Francisco and Cincinnati. Those fan bases are going to flock. But it's two fan bases. There's not many people who just say, ah, let's go to a Super Bowl. I don't care who wins. You know what I mean? Same thing with the NCAA tournament. You got four fan bases. Frozen Fours, four fan bases, right? Stanley Cup Finals. It's Detroit. Pittsburgh's going to be here, but it's primarily Red Wings fans. NBA Finals, it's Detroit. Pistons are going to be here. Sure, they'll have an opposing team, the Lakers, okay, the Blazers. But you're going to win the fan base because it's in your city. You understand where I'm going with it. Racing fans, all that other stuff, right? So this is probably a little bit bigger. Detroit within driving distance of how many other NFL towns, do you think? Eight? Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Indy, Chicago, Green Bay. Maybe Minnesota, probably not. Probably too far. Well, let's say seven. You had plenty of them down there. 275,000 people, as we mentioned Friday morning, from Ascend Bar at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. 275,000. Overall, they set the record, right? They broke the record that of Nashville in 2019. Pretty awesome. These events sometimes are about changing people's minds. why do we want to go to a place that's gloomy and gray and there's nothing to do? Wrong answer. There was plenty. There's plenty to do. Detroit did a nice job. I think they changed a lot of people's perceptions because of the NFL draft. Next year, Green Bay will have the chance to do the same thing, and I'm sure they will. Very confident they will. But speaking of home advantage, that was not the case yesterday in one NBA playoff game. And it's surprising. How often have you been to Philadelphia? If you have, you understand that they're as passionate about their sports as any other big city or any other city in general. They're as passionate about their sports as we are of ours. They have a certain reputation. I think they love that reputation. I don't know why they would love it. They seem to embrace the fact that, hey, we threw snowballs at Santa Claus. You always hear that stuff. Big deal. I wouldn't say they're more rabid than Detroit sports fans. Are they cruder and ruder? Yes. But they love that part about it. They embrace that. They welcome that. Well, New York Knicks fans rival that, and they were all over the place in Philadelphia in that Sixers-Knicks game. And Joel Embiid, and he's, you could tell by this quote, he wanted to be very careful. Because the Knicks fan support was pretty loud and pretty evident yesterday. And Embiid was asked about it afterwards. Had 27 points, 1 point in the fourth quarter. Philly loses by five, and now they're down 3-1. Knicks will probably close them out Tuesday in New York. But here's what Embiid said about it. Disappointing. I love our fans. Got to make sure you say that so they don't turn on you. I think it's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out. Make sure you say that so they don't turn on you, but it's disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're just down the road. I've never seen it. I've been here for 10 years. It kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly's considered a sports town. That you have to be careful with. Considered. The word considered. Take that out, and it reads, especially because Philly's such a sports town. Not considered. They are a sports town. He said, I don't think that should happen. Yeah, it's not okay. Have we seen that in Detroit? That's the first thing that came to my mind. Have we seen another school or another team take over an individual arena, field, or stadium? We've seen it in-state. Like Michigan State took over Ann Arbor at Chrysler Center earlier this year when the Spartans swept the Wolverines. So we saw that. I'm talking about another fan base coming in and ruling the arena. I'm trying to think, has it happened with Toronto? Has it happened with Toronto against the Wings? Either at the Joe or at Little Caesars. I've seen it before at the Joe. It's only 5 hours away. Here's the other time I've seen it. Like it or not, I don't know if it's fair to say that they took over, but I saw a ton, and I mean a ton, of three different fan bases last year at Comerica Park when the Tigers were playing these teams. The Yankees, ton of Yankees fans. Was it more than Detroit? Did they take it over? I don't know if I could go quite that far. But it was pretty close. The Mets. Because New Yorkers love those two baseball teams. And the Angels. That's when Ohtani was playing for the Angels. There are certain franchises that just travel, that just carry well. I used to see it all the time, Michigan basketball. Anytime Michigan would play in New York, especially in Brooklyn, it was all Wolverines fans everywhere you go. Well, there are certain teams and certain players that are universally loved. There's a lot of kids growing up in Metro Detroit who want to be Yankees fans or want to be Dodgers fans, wanted to be an Ohtani fan, so it's the Angels. See a lot of Boston. They travel really well. Do the Tigers fans travel pretty well? I would say a little bit. I mean, in Chicago, yes. In Toronto, yes. And certain close by cities, they do. But not like some of those towns. So I found that pretty interesting. That Embiid would be, might be a little too much to say he called out Philly fans. He was just disappointed that New York fans made it sound more like a home Knicks playoff game rather than a Philly home playoff game. Wondering if you've ever experienced that as a fan yourself. I've said this story a lot. I remember when Michael Jordan came back as a Washington Wizard. You remember this? He's out of basketball, out of the Bulls, comes back, Washington. He's at the Palace of Auburn Hills. I'm there covering it. People gave him a standing ovation, and I thought, this is ridiculous. I was shaking my head. I was borderline visibly upset. Because I don't think he warranted that from the rival and the things he said about your franchise. Maybe there's too many young people who don't remember that. I don't know. And I mean young people at the time. When he came back, the young people were like, oh, this guy's one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. I do. I think he's the greatest of all time. So he deserves my applause. He deserves my adulation. There's a time and place for that. Do that online. Do that from afar. Doing that in person when he's a Washington Wizard after he said it about your team. Let people in other markets do that. Not in Detroit. That doesn't happen with in other markets, I don't believe. But we've got a kind soul collectively, and there's something to be said for that as well. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. That's the phone number on the Meyer hotline to get you involved in the conversation. Or you can text us. Love the text. All you got to do is send sports radio to 21,000. You do that, and you can jump into the conversation. And in case you're new to the program, this is what we do. Anything that's on your mind, it does not have to be about what I've been saying, what I've been talking about. If there's something that warrants your attention, something you think is important, something you want to talk about, feel free. It can be hockey. It could be basketball. It could be baseball. Maybe you want to pontificate on Tarek Skubal and what he did yesterday and what he continues to do and how good he has been, how important he will be for this team moving forward. Because runs are at a premium for this team. You got to score some runs, and they've had a hard time doing that. Baez had the day off yesterday. Torkelson had the day off yesterday. Canna comes through. Perez comes through. Rogers comes through. It's a good series win against Kansas City, who is not supposed to threaten and supposed to win the division. But they have been playing pretty good baseball as of late. And my guess is you already know that because you've been following it a little bit. So make sure that anything that might be on your mind in the world of sports, go ahead and bring it. And by the way, before we go to break, and just because it makes me think as soon as I brought baseball, not that we care about the Marlins or the Nationals. We don't. But the Washington Nationals were down 7-0 in the game against Miami, who stinks, by the way. They only got 6 wins. But Washington came back and beat them 12-9. Nick Senzel had two homers and five RBIs, a career-high five RBIs for him. The other thing of note, two other things of note real quick in baseball, and then we'll go to break. The White Sox doubled up the Rays 4-2. They swept Tampa. They had three wins against Tampa. They had three wins in the previous 20-plus games overall. It's crazy. And then in Texas's 4-3 win over the Reds, Wyatt Langford had an inside-the-park home run. First of his major league career, first home run of his major league career, and just the fourth Ranger to ever do that. It does make me think of a couple of things, and I'll get to that when we come back on X's and Bros after this.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app. Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge cheer for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up four scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
The Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at FreddieThePizzaMan.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit FreddieThePizzaMan.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's FreddieThePizzaMan.com. Together, we can make a difference.
Bill Simonson here for Roast Umber Coffee. It's a farm-direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And their Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option with no sugar or additives. So if you want a great coffee or energy drink to power you through your morning and your day, it's available in ground or whole bean or in cans. More information on the website and direct delivery to your door at roastumber.com. Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.